Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Elise.
And you're listening to The Connection Podcast. This is a space where we empower one another in harnessing our divine feminine energy through community, sisterhood, and curiosity.
Join us each week as we explore spirituality, entrepreneurship, female community, health and wellness, and more. For more content, follow us on Instagram at The Connection Pod. Welcome back to The Connection Podcast.
Hello, hello, everyone.
We are just having a good old time here trying to figure out the technical what have yous of Zoom.
Just trying to record in general has proven very challenging this evening.
The moon is full steam ahead. They're like, no technology for you today.
I mean, all the effects though. I have been so tired all week. It's just, it's laughable at a certain point. It's like things going wrong. Yeah.
I feel like I heard that from other people too, that people have felt like extra tired. I did see something today where it said that the specific moon is supposed to be like good things.
Yes, right? Because it's in Pisces.
Yeah. Yeah. Pisces is a water sign, right?
It is a water sign, yeah. Pisces is very, I thought it was like based off emotion and stuff. So, or Pisces, the astrological sign, but this blue moon, well, they call it a blue moon because it's the second full moon in a month, right? That's why they call it a blue moon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't know why I had this thought today. Maybe it's really stupid, but I was thinking, why do they call it a blue moon? Because you know the phrase of like, once in a blue moon. I just didn't. Anyway.
Is it because it's once in a blue moon, meaning it's very infrequent?
Right. Like it happens. Right. It only happens like a couple times a year. Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So that's where the expression comes from, in case anyone was wondering.
Okay. Well, just learned that. And also, I don't know if you guys have ever used Zoom before, but apparently when someone starts hitting record, it yells at you and it yelled at me and I panicked and I hit the wrong button and accidentally left the meeting. I was like, why are you yelling at me? I don't like this.
It's okay. We're here now. She does yell. She's very loud, but
yeah, it says it's extra. Okay. So the blue moon is extra special. So every year during the time when Virgo season is in full swing, there comes a mystical full moon in Pisces that encourages us to broaden our thoughts, embrace our feelings, and open our minds.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's quite rare. It's kind of, I mean, I feel like anytime there's a blue moon, I'm always incredibly tired. And then obviously like, I mean, I have people in my life that are like extra emotional or they're feeling it extra or, you know, which is what it is. Basically, it's like, just sleep a lot, just take some time, feel what you're feeling. But
speaking of sleeping, have your dreams been weird this week?
Yes. Actually, now that you've mentioned it.
Mine have too. I was just telling, our friend Kim this the other morning, but like I've been dreaming, like spirits have been visiting me in my dreams the last week.
Oh, like people you know or people I don't know. Oh.
And I don't even know how I know that it's a spirit. I just like in my dream, I just have the deep knowing that it is.
Yeah.
So weird.
It's weird that you mentioned that because I know that I've had like a couple of crazy dreams the past couple of nights. But of course, like I forget, like I know I had something crazy last night and then I immediately forgot. I think it was of like a friend that I had that I was really close with in California, like years and years ago that I just haven't spoken to. And like, I don't, you know how people just kind of drift apart, but that was one. And then the other night was, it was just weird. So I'm not having dreams about spirits, but I'm having dreams about just really crazy weird stuff. Yeah. And I guess like the blue moon, full moon, like wants you to reassess just kind of like past things, relationships, values, desires, all of that jazz, I believe. But it's kind of crazy the effects that it has on people. Also, people like driving right now out and about, craziness. I feel like the full moon always affects people and how they drive.
Like people are bad drivers?
Yeah. Or maybe that's just all the time because
I mean, that's pretty much all the time here in Nashville where we live.
Yes.
But yes, I'm sure it does.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we've mentioned that before on the podcast where it's like the driving. It's like, no, it actually is just people suck at driving. It's just what it is. So anyway.
Anyway. Well,
this episode is not about the blue moon in Pisces. It is about manifesting.
Yes, we thought we'd just get together and tell some stories and we talk about our experience with manifesting because manifesting is a hot topic.
It is a hot topic. You're always hearing people say like, I'm going to manifest that or
yep.
You or know like, what I mean?
You've heard of lucky girl syndrome?
No.
You've never heard of lucky girl syndrome?
No, dude, I haven't heard of half the shit you talk about.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's why I'm like, no, tell me more.
It's this thing from TikTok, and I feel like it's like probably over a year old now.
No kidding. Dude, I'm not on TikTok. I need to do this.
I need to probably just look up a good definition of it because from my understanding, lucky girl syndrome is like girls who are extremely lucky and good things just come to them. And it's like a, I don't know how to explain this.
Those are usually just trust fund babies, right?
Okay. So lucky girl syndrome is essentially manifesting that is focused on luck. Well, duh.
Okay.
The idea that if you believe you're lucky, good things will come to you. This has led to many people using this phrase as a form of manifestation. So you might be wondering, is there any harm in embracing this trend? No, it's just all it is the power of positive thinking.
That's really all it is. It's all about mindset. So yeah. I know that there are probably going to be a handful of people listening to this who don't even know what manifesting is. Hmm. Manifesting is the act or practice of bringing something into your life through belief. I guess it's like the best way that you can really describe that. I do feel like a lot of it nowadays, I mean, it's becoming more popular. Oprah talks about it all the time, all the time. Manifesting is also about, you know, like vision boards. If you're creating a vision board, that is manifesting. You're putting something visually on a board that you can see that you want in your life. And that is, so to explain it in like layman's terms, like that is the essence of manifesting.
Hmm.
You're thinking about something that you want in your life and what manifests is like how I do it. I visualize something I want in my life. Say it's, I don't know, you, okay? Elise, the friendship that I have with Elise. I was manifesting that relationship for, I want to say like a good year, year and a half, something like that. And so the way that I did that was, and the way that you're supposed to manifest is you think of something that you want in your life. And then you kind of like just give it outward to the universe. It's like, this is what I want. And I'm going to let the universe take this while also matching that energy. So you're living your life as if you already have it in your life.
Yeah.
Right. That's that energy.
That's vibration. Kind of the key to it that I think a lot of people don't know about. I think that the piece that you're talking about of matching the vibration, what does that truly mean? It to me, when you say match the vibration, it means actually tuning into the feeling of having the thing that you already want. And this is the key to what we call quantum manifesting, which I will totally credit everything I know about manifesting and quantum manifesting to our friend Kim, who has been on this podcast, because she has taught me so much over the last couple of years about it and helped me call in a whole bunch of things. So I think people casually talk about manifesting. They're like, oh, I just tell the universe this is what I want, or write it on a piece of paper or put it on a vision board. But the piece that you need to have also is feeling into already having the thing that you want, and what would that feel like?
If you had it.
If you had it already.
And then it's like capturing that feeling and living that feeling every day. And apparently that is matching the energy and vibration of that coming into your life, which makes it easier to come in, maybe mm-hmm. faster to come in. And I think that's supposed to be, you know, the secret or the essence of what that is, because manifestation is all about matching that energy. It's all energetic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I always say like, oh, I'm not, I think you, Elise, are incredible at manifesting. I mean, you manifested your house. That's yeah. just on another level, which you can totally tell that story if you want to. But I'm always saying like, oh, I suck at manifesting. But also I don't know if I've actually really, really like tried enough. You know, yeah. I think I'm because I'm also a novice at it.
Yeah. It's almost like you have to, I guess, try a little bit intentionally, but also like take notice of things that pop into your life and remember that you once had a desire for that thing.
Yes.
You know, like there's also that piece of it. Like you might be getting all these good things coming to you all the time, but you just don't even remember or recognize like, oh, that is something that I asked for.
Yes. It's like you almost forget, which is why it's very helpful
yeah.
to journal. It's very helpful to write down the things you want to manifest so you can go back. And that's why a lot of people do vision boards,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they go back to that. I'm pretty, pretty sure Oprah does vision boards.
Yeah. I think and I've then, heard that also.
Yeah. And then like positive affirmations. So you're doing daily positive affirmations that are encouraging and supporting that aspect that you're trying to manifest. Like J-Lo does that on a daily basis also. Like she also manifests. So, you know, that's, I'm just saying.
That's funny. Like, what does she need to manifest? She can just buy anything she wants.
She's probably manifested all of the things that she already has. So I'm just letting you know, Elise, how powerful you are. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll tell the story about my house because I Please think do. It's a really, really good example of okay. asking for the thing, but also feeling the thing that you want. So the house that I live in now, which I call my beautiful butterfly house.
it really is.
I purchased this home just over a year ago, maybe like a year and 2 months, but I was manifesting this home long before I ever even laid my eyes on it. And kind of how that started was I was living in a home with some family members of mine and we had renovated the home and I lived there with them for, I don't know, probably 7 or 8 months before I kind of realized that I was ready to move on and do my own thing. And so I started thinking about, okay, where am I going to live next? And I actually was in a meditation and I saw this vision of a home. I didn't see what the outside looked like, but I saw a vision of myself in a home where you walk in the front door and there's a beautiful kitchen with two-tone cabinets and open shelving and lots of sunlight and just like warmness. And I saw this once and it felt really, really good to be in that space and see that space, not knowing that this might be something, a vision for me, or is it my future home? Like I didn't have any of those thoughts. I just saw the vision. And right. so then when I did get active in looking for a home and thinking about where I was going to move to, I started going into visioning myself and picturing that same home over and over and over again. I would picture myself in that home, making coffee in the kitchen. What would it feel like to have my morning coffee on the sofa? In a beautiful space with meditation music and my incense going, like took myself through every scenario of what would my office look like in this home. And I would do this all in my mind's eye. Certainly, if you were trying to do something like this and visioning is not your thing, you could also do writing if writing feels good and write mm-hmm. about what it would be like to be in this space. So I did this for probably 3 months. Before I was actually house shopping. And I remember it was the morning before I was about to head to work for the day. And as you do when you're house shopping, you check the listings like first thing in the morning on like a Thursday or maybe it's Tuesday when the listings go live on the MLS, you start checking to see what's new. And this is when like the housing market was like hot, hot, hot in Nashville. Yeah. Like everything was going 50 over asking, like 6 to 10 offers on anything. Everyone was paying cash. Like it's impossible to get a house. Yeah. I saw this house. I saw the outside. I scrolled to the second photo and I knew it was my home. The way that it looked, everything about it, I was like, oh my God, this is the house. This is the house I've been seeing in my visions for months. And I put an offer in without even seeing the house. I put an offer in without even seeing it.
Which is something you would never do. Like that is not something Elise does.
No. It wasn't even officially on the market yet. So this is like,
I thought I heard you incorrectly for a moment. Yeah.
So it goes live as a preview, like on a Tuesday. I saw it Wednesday morning. I put an offer in Wednesday evening before the house was officially live on the market on like Thursday or Friday. And I put the offer in. The seller got 6 other offers, including 3 of which were cash. And wow. I wrote the seller a letter and I told her, you know, as honestly as I could without trying to freak her out, my connection to this house. And in the living room of this house on one of the photos was a butterfly hanging on the wall. And I have a huge connection to butterflies from my loved ones in spirit and mostly from my partner, Jared. And so I saw this as a sign, like a second validation that this was the right place. And I wrote all of this in this beautiful letter to this girl and who was the owner of the home. And she chose me, of all people, to buy her home. Which, like, my realtor and I were both, like, insanely shocked, like, you know, in that market to, like, get chosen over cash offers was nuts. So here I am a year and 2 months later. Living in my butterfly house. And it's been amazing. It's been perfect.
It's pretty much one of the most epic things you've manifested today.
Yeah, it is.
To be quite honest.
So I think the key to that for me was truly, even as I was going through the process of like waiting to move in, you know, when you're like going through the escrow period and everything.
Yeah.
Like still going in and envisioning myself in the space, because those things can fall out. Like those things can, the deals can not happen, you know? Yeah. So yeah. I was still doing my due diligence of like going into visioning and feeling into what it feels like to be in the house. And even like starting to shop for furniture online and like, how am I going to design the space, making Pinterest boards, like really envisioning myself in the space. And that was the key to bringing this to me, and as quickly as it did too.
And that's what I've read on this quite a bit, because I'm always trying to better my skills at it, and I feel like I have gotten better. I do feel like I manifested the job that I'm in now.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to manifest some other personal things in my life as well that I'm really living every day in that vibration. And before I go into that, you know, they say in the research that I've come across, they say to really, like, if you're meditating on this, or if you're visualizing, when you're manifesting something that you're really wanting, to really get down to the nitty gritty details of like, what does it smell like? Mm-hmm. What sofa are you sitting on? How does the floor feel beneath your feet? You know, everything that you were doing before you got the house.
Yeah. Or even if we're talking about an example, like looking for the perfect job.
Yeah.
You should write about or think about, envision, what's my schedule like? What time do I get up in the morning for work? What does my office chair feel like? What does it look like?
Right.
What kind of coffee do they serve at my new office? You know, like go into like so many little details to help you tune into the feeling of already actually having the thing that you want.
Yeah, I kid you not. I went into meditation and I was going in with the intention of just trying to, you know, find clarity of of what my next role, what my next position would look like. And this was before I started at the job I'm at now. This was like, you know, my month of unemployment. And I saw the office that I see now every day, like when I go in, or not every day, but when I do go in. And it was like the same flooring, same kind of flooring. And it was just like an essence of really strong women. And that exists. Like the individuals that I work with are very, very strong women. And I actually never even thought of that until just now. I'm like, oh, wait, maybe I did manifest something.
Yeah.
Because I knew exactly what I was looking for. I knew exactly how it felt. I knew the vibe. I knew, you know, I knew the feeling of, I knew what, how I wanted my boss to be, like everything. And so whenever that lined up, it just, it's crazy too, because it's something that just kind of falls into your lap,
mm-hmm.
in a way. So, those tactics like really do work once you start practicing. Like it can be a little frustrating if you don't know what you're doing at first, but just, I would just encourage to do as much research as you can. There are books out there. What were the two books that you had mentioned to me?
Two of the most popular books that I have read on manifesting are The Secret and The Magic by Rhonda Byrne. And there's actually a documentary on Netflix also called The Secret, based off the book. But these are very, very basic rules or guidelines around manifesting. So I think in The Magic, which was the second book that I read, one of the tools that she suggests is every single day getting up and writing a gratitude list, 10, mm-hmm. 10 things that you're grateful for. Yeah. So you're writing about things that you already have that you're grateful for, but you could also write about things that you're grateful for that are coming to you.
Yeah.
Right? Things that you want. So if you're like listening to this and you're like, well, I want to manifest $1 million. Okay. Are you grateful for $1 million? Write about the things that you're grateful for, or the things that you would spend $1 million on when you have it in your hand. Like, get so detailed. Because it's not just about, certainly it's about the feeling, but it's also about being so thankful that you have the thing.
Right. And it's like, okay, if I had $1 million, how would that feel in my body? What mm-hmm. kind of relief would that give me? And knowing how that feels, like bringing that feeling in every morning when you wake up and you're writing that list of 10 things that you're grateful for. I've started to do something like that with the business that I'm wanting to launch, which I'm now doing another certification. So it might take me a little bit longer to launch it. But it's like, okay, how would that feel for me every day to wake up knowing that I'm going to help and heal people on a daily basis? Who are the people I'm sitting with? What is it going to feel like to sit with these people? What is it going to feel like to have that schedule be that flexible? You know, like what can I, and just really kind of living, like even whenever I'm saying that out loud, like I'm envisioning like a fall day where I am not stressed and have time to enjoy like spending my morning with my child, getting him to school, not feeling rushed, and having like, you know, 30, 45 minutes to like get a coffee, get to the office and set up for my clients for the day. And just like, you know, it's like really understanding my schedule and how that feels. And it's like, even when I take my lunch break, like that's, you know, that can, hopefully that's like a good example too, for people who are trying to understand what that is, like really break that down and how does that feel in your body? But then also practice gratitude, like every single morning, now that I have the job that I manifested in the moment a few months ago,
mm-hmm.
now that I have that, I practice gratitude every single morning that I can wake up in my house that I have completely made my own, that is my sanctuary, and I get to work from this house every single day. That's my sanctuary. I get to listen to the music that I want to listen to. I don't have anyone invading my energy space. You know, it's like, so the mornings where I can just, I woke up on my own and it's 7 a.m. and I have my awesome cats and my beautiful backyard. And, you know, it's just the things that we've already been given. It's, So that's huge. It's the little things. It's the little things.
Yeah. And like you said earlier, it's all about your vibration. And the thing that I've been told is the universe has to match our vibration. So if we are making ourselves a vibration for something that we want, the universe, like, it's universal law that it has to match the energy of that. It's almost like you're existing in a new reality of where you are working and living on that vibration, and the universe has to catch up.
Yeah. That goes into, like, you know, parallel dimensions having the same metaphysics, which I won't get into right now, but I totally could.
It's the quantum.
yes, it really is. And it's, you know, there is that theory of what you put out is what you get.
Hmm.
So if you're putting out, you know, woe is me, everything's wrong, nothing's going my way, or if you're stressed or you're worried or whatever it is, it's like, more often than not, that's going to be amplified. These things are going to be coming to you tenfold that are amplifying those feelings.
Yeah.
So really in that moment, it's like, okay, try to find a positive mindset, because positive mindset is how this works.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
You need to call that in. You need, and that's hard. Transforming your mindset to combat those negative thoughts on a daily basis is really hard at first, but once you get in a rhythm, oh my God, it's so freeing. And your days just become so beautiful. They really do.
Yeah. When I was a quick little story time, when I had just graduated college the year after, I think I kind of mentioned this a little bit here and there, but I was working two jobs for quite a while. I was living in an apartment in downtown in Germantown here in Nashville. I couldn't afford furniture, could barely afford a television. Like, I was living like at the lowest end of my means as a college graduate. And I was feeling really bad about my life. And, you know, just like exactly what you said, like, woe is me, every single day was like very hard to wake up.
You were in your victim. Yeah.
I was in my victim for quite a while. This is probably 6 months to a year. Mm-hmm. And things just kept going wrong, right? And it wasn't until I read The Magic by Rhonda Byrne that I was like, okay, I'm just going to try this. I've never done this before. I'm just going to try this. I'm going to wake up every single day. I'm going to write in this notebook. I'm going to write down 10 things I'm grateful for. And I'm going to take a moment to tune into each of these things and write out why I'm grateful for it. And this practice completely changed my vibration, like the way I operate every single day. I was suddenly like Miss Positive, you know, like, yeah. People would even be annoyed to be around me because I would turn like everything negative they were complaining to me about into a positive. I'd be like,
yes.
But like, I would have always just seen the sunshine, you know, seeing the bright side of things.
Yep. Been there. And
I feel like I've carried that through now through my adult life.
Yeah.
I still tune into that. So I've been there.
Yeah.
I really have.
It's a real thing. Imagine those moments where everything's going wrong. Oh, stubbed my toe this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Spilled my coffee. Oh, now I'm in traffic. Like, if you're just like, oh, this day is just the worst. It couldn't get any worse. And of course it does, because you're only focusing on the shit that's happening to you and how it feels. It's going to make you feel stressed. It's going to make you feel rushed. It's going to off put your entire day. If you can take a moment, take a couple deep breaths and just focus on something, like maybe the day didn't start out right, but you're like, you know what? It's beautiful this morning. Or if you can laugh about, honest to God, dude, I just laugh at this point. Like, if my cats knock a wine glass off, it's like off the counter, I'm like, well, that's already been done. Like, what am I, like, I'm just supposed to be mad over something that like happened and I can't do anything about it now. It's like, like at a certain point, you just have to laugh at things. Like, there's no point in taking life so seriously, because then you've already laid out the rest of your day and how it's going to be. It has no chance. So if you can find a way to reverse that.
For sure. And I'll say too, like, we are human. Like, it's okay to have one of those days.
Yeah.
And maybe you can't get there. Maybe you can't flip the switch. Yeah. Maybe you can't turn around, but it doesn't mean that you can't wake up the next day and try again.
Yes. the next day is, oh, like, I feel like the next day or the day after that, it always feels lighter. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like if you feel like you really can't turn around, like say like you've had a long stretch of like just bullshit, like the, you know, 3 months, 6 months of just like, oh my God. Like that's when it's like, you should go do something for you that completely lights you up. If that's taking a nap, if that's going on a hike, if you want to get away for the weekend, or even just like calling someone and talking it out and getting that out of your body, you know, if you can't manifest, if you can't change your mindset, because yeah, you're right. Like we're human and that's just life sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like it's hard. There are some things we may not be able to change. Like what if we're stuck in a career that's really, really stressful, but it's like, well, I can't do anything else. This is it. You know, there are steps around that, but it's like, then it's time for a little bit of a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
You know, honestly, I don't know why as adults, we're not allowed to have nap time. Why can we not have nap time in our work days?
That's a great question. Because we work for these big companies who are greedy and want their employees to work 8 hours a day. I don't know. When did 8 hours become the standard?
Why does that have to be a thing?
Because you must work 8 hours without stopping.
Yeah. No, you and I both mentally check out at 2 o'clock. Like I'm done. I'm done at two.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not the only ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually when a lot of people are up out of their desks going around and like chatting to people because you're over it. Like your attention span is only so long, dude.
Oh yeah. That's why like when I'm taking clients during the day, I'll work 11 to 2. I don't work past 2.
No.
Whatever it is, I'm like, that's my capacity for the day.
That's my cutoff.
People might hear that and be like, what? That's like hardly any hours, but it doesn't matter. It's my energy. And like, that's what I know I can do. And of course, we're all different. There might be someone who's like, yeah, I work 12-hour days, no problem.
Well, also, there are people who are either super productive in the morning between the hours of like 8 a.m. to whenever. And then there are people who are super productive in the evenings. And I think that's like a personality test of sorts. It's like you're a bear or you're a shark. I don't know. It's a thing, which I should probably look into before I mention it. But yeah, it's like some people are more productive at certain hours of the day. Everyone is different. And it's like, it would just be so nice if at some point we could get to like, okay, these are night people. They're going to be taking the night shift. This is what we're doing. But I agree with you, Duke. Corporate America is just the worst example of masculine energy. I can't do it. Dude. Toxic masculine energy. I can't handle it. It's too much. Yeah. But nap should be incorporated.
If you're in that position and you are feeling drained, maybe try manifesting something different, something new. Yeah. What does it feel like? What do you want your day to look like?
You know? Right. Right. It's a pretty strong tool to have once you can actually master it. Not even master. I mean, once you get through those beginner phases, just stick with it because it really does become useful and productive. Like it does produce results. Same with meditating.
Mm-hmm.
It's just practicing. I used to be one of those people where I'm like, nope, it's not for me. Can't do it. My mind, I can't calm it. My mind, it's just like, it was almost torture for me. I'm like, I don't want to do this. And now it's like my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
You just have to keep with it. It's like anything else.
Yeah. I think you can start small too. Like with meditation, like we start with 5 3-minute at a time and then we'll like work away 12 minutes. Like do the same thing with manifesting, like start small. Like I think in one of those books, and I've heard my friend Anna Grace talk about this too, like manifest a cup of coffee, like start there. You don't need to manifest $1 million or a brand new house. Like see if you can just manifest a cup of coffee.
What does the coffee make you feel like? You know? Right?
What kind of coffee?
Warm, comforting. Yeah. What kind of coffee is it? Does it have milk in it? Is it sweet? Is it mocha?
What does it feel like to hold it in your hands?
Right. Right. Just little, like, exactly. Start off with something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, you want a garden. You want a garden to look like this. Well, how would it feel? What would it look like? How would it smell like? You know, it's little. Yes. Great advice, Lise.
Yeah.
Top notch as always.
Yeah. So you know, if all of what we talked about today feels overwhelming, you know, that can be your first step, is like, start with something so simple. Maybe you can just pick up a dollar off the ground. That's what you manifest, is $1.
Yeah. There you go. Like, mm-hmm. That's so easy. And again, you know, we'll put links in the show notes for the books, but we are lucky enough to have the World Wide Web at our fingertips. Like, that mm-hmm. is something that I encourage people to look at. Even when it comes to meditation as well.
Yeah.
There are so many, if you're more of a visual person, there are visualizations that help guide you through a meditation. That works for some people, other people, not so much. It might just annoy them, because it's like, but I don't see the thing that it's telling me to. And meditation isn't forced. You just let things come in and let things go out as they are. Like, start there. Like, don't force it. Just try it for 3 to 5 minutes, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But again, stuff.
I'll link Kim Salter's vibrational detox course as well, which is a meditation course that takes you from 11 minutes all the way down to 3 minutes. It's like a weekly meditation practice to get into the quantum and practice quantum manifesting. So it's like, combines both of those things that we were talking about. And I highly recommend you guys try it.
Yes, Kim Salter is wonderful with quantum manifesting. Like, she's taught both of us all that we know. So
yeah, we can talk about that a little bit next time she's on with us too.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, as always, guys, if you have any questions about the content that we've covered today, please reach out to us on Instagram. You can also email us. If you want more clarity on manifesting or need any advice, just reach out to us. We're happy to answer any questions.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Connection Podcast. Any resources mentioned in this episode will be listed in the show notes.
If you like this episode, hit the plus sign button and leave us a review, or share this episode with a friend.
As always, if you have any questions or curiosities about topics discussed on this podcast, be sure to reach out to us.
Meet us back here next week for a new episode on the Connection Podcast.